The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam, 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka, ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya rasulallah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting, beautiful and wonderful episode in silsila of this lovely series known as The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, subhanallah. With these beautiful words, inshallah, we are now going to begin our silsila, our episode for today. And before that, let's make some good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make good intentions, inshallah. Whatever I learn, inshallah, I will first and foremost try and act upon it myself. And then, inshallah, I will pass the message on to others as well. Inshallah, when I hear the blessed name of Allah, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood, salutation, salawat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when I hear the names of the Sahaba Ikram, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anha, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, whatever the case is. And inshallah, azza wa jal, as we made the intention, I will pass the message on to others as well. Because very beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, balighu anni walau ayah, that convey on my behalf, pass on my behalf, even if it is a single ayah. So pass on my behalf, even if it is a single ayah. So this is, subhanallah, the beautiful, teachings which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to us. And it is a hukum and an order for each one of us that we need to pass the message of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the entire ummah, and we need to rectify everyone. Remember, it doesn't mean that only if you are Mulana or a Mufti Sahab or a Hazrat or whatever the case is, then only can you rectify the next person. No, I mean, if you feel that you rectify this person, he will listen to you, it becomes necessary upon you to rectify that person. Someone is not performing Salah correctly, someone is not making Wudu properly, someone is doing something wrong, and you should rectify him. You should always do Amr bil Ma'aruf and Nahi anil Munkar. You should always invite towards goodness, you should always call towards righteousness. You should always refrain from evil and stop others from committing evil, from doing any evil thing and doing anything which will earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every moment as a believer, as a muballigh, as a Muslim, as a mu'min, it is our duty that every moment we should always, pass the message of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to those around us. Undoubtedly, as you mentioned, that charity begins at home. So obviously, the first people who we need to rectify, who we need to speak to, are obviously those around us, our parents, our beloved parents, our siblings, our wife, our children, whatever the case is, our brothers, our sisters. And then inshallah, we carry on our friends, our inner circle, those are in our environment, in our cities, and other people whom we meet. So this is what should be on the top list of each and every believer. At every moment you should always send, or you should always preach something about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, many of our gatherings, whether it is a Milad gathering, or whether maybe there was a dawat at somebody's house, someone invited you and you went to his house, maybe you know, someone getting married and you went to attend the wedding, maybe you attend the walima, maybe whatever it is, you attended a mahfil, a function, a gathering, and you know, they you know, you sit with a few people and you are speaking. At that time you must see that what are your conversations about? Are your conversations about you know, making ghibat of this person, backbiting about this person, lying about this matter, tale-telling this, doing this wrong, you know, insulting this person, swearing this person, speaking bad about this personality, whatever the case is that what our gathering consists of? Or, you know, in that gathering, are we, you know, taking part in some zikr of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we mentioning some beauties of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we mentioning some laws, some ahkam, some maybe mas'alas, some issues pertaining to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is what our intention should be, that any gathering we have, right, any sitting we have, any mahfil we have, it shouldn't be empty, it shouldn't be free from the zikr of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you had a gathering and in that gathering you didn't do the zikr of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you must ask yourself, what was the use of this gathering? Yes, sometimes you do need to have business meetings, you have maybe parents meetings, whatever the case is, right? But in there, everything should be discussed within the limits, within the boundaries of Sharia, and you know, in the light of the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every way you can bring the beautiful teachings of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is something which everyone needs to ponder about, everyone needs to think about, that whenever we are speaking, whenever we are conversing with someone, whenever we are in a gathering of people, we always need to make sure that our gathering has the zikr of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are passing some message on to others as well. Subhanallah. So this is the intention which everyone needs to make today. Inshallah, in today's episode, whatever we will learn, whatever the topic is, whatever ahadith, whatever ayat, whatever we are going to understand from today's topic, inshallah, inshallah, I will try and act upon it myself, and then inshallah, I will pass the message on to others as well. This is one beautiful intention you can make, and we say, the more the merrier, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sonatu wa salaman alayka, ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, innurin min nurillah, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, a very beautiful topic we will be discussing today, something, you know, which needs to be discussed, especially in today's time, in today's Asian time, where unfortunately we receive many complaints that, you know, so-and-so person doesn't have any respect, this person is very disrespectful, this person doesn't know how to speak, this person doesn't know, he doesn't have any manners, he doesn't have any etiquette, he doesn't have good behavior, whatever the case is, subhanallah. So today, inshallah, we will be listening to the glimpses of the blessed manners of the most noble and beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So inshallah azza wa jal, from the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll inshallah pick out the beautiful seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in there we will pick out, you know, the beautiful points regarding the excellent manners of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beautiful etiquette, his beautiful akhlaq, his excellent adab. From this inshallah we will be discussing a few points today. So it is something very important, it is something which, you know, we need to implement in our life, in our lifestyle, because undoubtedly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our role model. He is the only perfect role model. So he needs to be in front of us every moment of our life, and we need to, you know, deduce from his beautiful lifestyle, and we need to take from his beautiful teachings and implement it in our life, in our lifestyle as well. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So to begin today's discussion regarding the excellent adab and the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very beautiful ayah is mentioned in front of me, which is in the 29th para, Surah Qalam, the fourth ayah. Very beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and indeed, you possess an exemplary character. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You are on an excellent standard of character. You have perfect character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, praising the beautiful akhlaq and the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the akhlaq and the character of my Nabi, you must know, subhanAllah, it's not something ordinary. It's not something common. It's special. It's extraordinary. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's lovely, subhanAllah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khaliq-e-kainat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadir mutlaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the entire universe, the creator of the entire universe. He is the lord of the entire universe. He is the only lord of the entire universe. Subhanallah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises someone, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises an equality, then you must know the lord of the entire world, the entire universe, all the universes, he is praising this quality, this personality. Then you must know that personality, that quality, those akhlaq, everything is unique, is special, is beyond our understanding, is beyond our limits. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And indeed you possess an exemplary character. You are on an excellent standard of character. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And you know, whilst I would say explaining this beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran very beautifully, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Mujaddide Deen o Millat Parwana Ishmai Risalat Ash-Shah Al-Hafiz Al-Qari Al-Mufti, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan very beautifully mentions and he says, Tere khulq ko haqne azim kaha aur tere khilq ko haqne jameel kiya, koi tujhsa hua hai na hoga shaha, tere khaliqe husn o ada ki qasam. Allah, the summary of this, he says that, Subhanallah, O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that your blessed manners, your beautiful akhlaq, your excellent character, your akhlaq, your etiquettes, your manners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it in the Holy Quran. It is azim, it is great, it is big, it is wonderful. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Then he says, Tere khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with immense beauty, Allah Allah. So your akhlaq is excellent, your beauty is excellent. Says koi tujhe sa hua hai na hoga shaha, tere khaliq e husn wada ki qasam. Says I take a qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there was never anyone like you, O beloved Rasul. There is no one like you, and there will never ever be anyone like you, O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Koi tujhe sa hua hai na hoga shaha, tere khaliq e husn wada ki qasam. You are one, you are beautiful, you are excellent. Yak ne jisko yak banaya, aap hai. Yes, there is only one personality whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made perfect, and that is the beautiful zat of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, isqibla tajul shariya Mulana Mufti Akhtar Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, very beautifully he mentions and he says, Mustafa zat yakta, aap hai, yak ne jisko yak banaya, aap hai. Subhanallah, subhanallah, aap ki khatir banaye do jahan, aur apni khatir jo banaya, aap hai. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the beautiful, teachings which the Holy Quran is giving us, and this is the beautiful teachings which our Imam, our leader, and the leaders of millions and millions of Sunnis around the globe of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ala Hazrat, is giving us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Inshallah Azawajal, we will take a short break now and listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, as soon as we return, we will carry on our excellent and wonderful discussion regarding the beautiful manners, the excellent akhlaq and the character of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Don't go anywhere. Inshallah, after this short kalam, we will carry on. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane.
Mera ubar hota,
تیرا مجھے بلاتے آقا اگر کرم سے تیرا مجھے بلاتے روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا
خاک مدینہ ہوتی
کس کو گر بلاتے وہ بے قصوں کے آقا وہ بے قصوں کے آقا بے قص کو گر بلاتے کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا زمین ہوتی ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا ان کے قریب بستا ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا مل مٹ کے خوب لگتی مٹی میری ٹھکانے گھروں کی راہ گزر پر گھروں کی راہ گزر پر میرا مزار ہوتا یہ آرزو دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد یہ آرزو دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا اور میں غبار بن کر اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا مگر اب تو اسے آقا آقا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. MashaAllah, welcome back to our excellent and beautiful silsila. And we were discussing the beautiful akhlaq, akhlaq kareema, the beautiful etiquettes and the manners of the beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah. A very beautiful incident is mentioned in Al-Mustadrak Sharif. And it's a lengthy discussion in a very beautiful incident, inshallah, I would like to mention in front of you. That Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu once bought some dates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he accepted Islam. Means at that time he was a Jewish scholar. Yes, Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he wasn't a Muslim, he hadn't accepted Islam. And at that time he bought some khajur from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there were still a few days left for the khajur to be delivered to him. Means before the due date, he went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in a very angry and a bitter tone, he started demanding his khajur and his dates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas he came before the time. So let's say, for example, the discussion was that, you know, maybe after 5 days, you will get your delivery. So he came maybe 3-4 days before the time. So he came in advance and he started, you know, in a very angry and a very bitter tone, he started speaking to Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah, 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 Allah. And whilst staring at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and, you know, clutching his blessed clothes, he was mentioning, you know, these words, and he was in a sort of anger. Allah, 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 Allah. And in that state, Zayd bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala said, it's become the trait of the family of Abdul Muttalib to delay in fulfilling the rights of people. Allah. In other words, he came early, right? So he was wrong. And on top of that, he started, ma'azallah, you know, using words against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he started holding the blessed clothes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he started staring at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, Allah. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala witnessed this. And he became angry and he became full of, you know, he became infuriated. So he stared at Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he shouted, "O enemy of Allah, how dare you disrespect the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner?" He says, "By Allah," Sayyidina Umar Farooq mentioned, he said, "By Allah, if the Rasul's respect had not stopped me, I would have definitely cut off your head with my sword." Means the only reason I'm not doing anything is because I have adab of the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have respect of the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in front of him, I can't do anything. Without his hukum, I can't do anything. But by Allah, if I didn't have this fear, you know, of this respect of the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I would have cut off your head with my sword, because you are showing disrespect to the most noble and beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the beautiful aqidah of Sahabi Rasul. That even the slightest disrespect cannot be accepted in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, cannot be accepted against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if you are a believer, if you are a mu'min, if you are a Muslim, if you are reciting the kalima of Allah and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is your duty to always protect the honor of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is your duty to always protect the dignity of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If anyone insults your Nabi, anyone swears your Nabi, anyone harms your Nabi, then by Allah it is your duty, you know, to defend the honor of the beloved and most noble Rasul Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So when Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned this, Nabi Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and he said, Umar, what are you saying? You should have encouraged me to fulfill his right and taught him how to ask with kindness. By this you could have helped us both. In other words, my Nabi Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not become angry that, oh Umar, you are speaking the truth. Who is he to come and speak in this manner? Who is he to come and hold my clothes? There is still the time left for delivery. Why did he come in advance? My Nabi did not say this. My Nabi said, oh Umar, Allah. What you should have done is, you know, you should have taught him how to ask with kindness. Yes, his manner in this way is it's not a kind manner, but you should have taught him, you know, how to ask with kindness, and you should have encouraged me to fulfill his right. Allah. Who is saying this? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That personality who is perfect. That personality, you know, who fulfilled everyone's rights. That personality who taught us how to fulfill others' rights. He is saying, Umar, you should have encouraged me to fulfill his right. Allah. This is the tarbiyat which my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was giving to Sayyidina Umar Farooq and the entire Ummah. That this is, you know, the forbearance of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the tolerance of the beloved and most noble Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to give Sayyidina Zayd the dates. And he ordered him to, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered Sayyidina Umar Farooq to give the dates equivalent to his rights and whatever was discussed, whatever he needs, give him those dates and give him extra as well. So Zayd bin Sa'ana radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Sayyidina Umar Farooq, I said, Umar, why did you give me more than my rightful share? I mean, I only needed this much. This was what my agreement. Why did you give me more? So Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied and he said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered me to give you more to console your heart after I stared and terrified you. I spoke to you in a harsh way. I stared at you. So to give you aram, to give you sukoon, to console your heart, my Nabi said, I should give you some extra dates as well. Allah. Sayyidina Zayd asked Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that did you recognize that I am Zayd bin Sa'ana, a very big scholar of the Jews? So Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala replied, he said, no, I didn't recognize. Sayyidina Umar Farooq then asked him, why did you disrespect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You came to ask, whatever the case was, why did you show disrespect to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this manner? So Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'ana explained, Allah Subhanahu, and he mentioned, he said, Umar, the truth is that I found all the qualities of the final Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which were mentioned in the Torah, I found all those qualities in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, except for two qualities. And I still had to test those two qualities. In other words, all the qualities which I read in the Torah, all of them were found in the Zat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But there were still two qualities which I had to test and see if he possesses those qualities. And undoubtedly, he is indeed the final messenger of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah. And he says those two qualities is, the first is that his patience will overcome ignorance. The patience of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will overcome ignorance. No, he will have sabr, he will be patient. He won't have any ignorance. There won't be any ignorance in him. Subhanallah. And the second quality is that his patience will increase if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is treated with additional ignorance. Means the more ignorance someone shows him, the more sabr he is going to have. Allah, these two qualities, he said, I wanted to see in the beautiful Zat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then he says, through this plan of mine, that before time I came and I asked for the khajur, I have seen that all the signs of the final Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is found in the zaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and declare, means he said, and I declare that indeed he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a true Nabi. Then Sayyidina Zayd said, O Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I am a very rich man, and be witness, I've given half of my wealth as charity for the Muslim Ummah. Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu then came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read the kalima and embraced Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Tere akhlaq par qurban, tere awsaf par wari, Muslima kya adubi. Subhanallah, Muslima kya adubi tera qail ya Rasulullah. Muslima kya adubi tera qail ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my life be sacrificed on your akhlaq-e-kareema, on your excellent akhlaq, on your beautiful qualities. Subhanallah, Muslima kya adu bihi tera qail ya Rasulullah, that let alone the Muslims, even the enemies, even your enemies, Subhanallah, you know, they start obeying you, they start believing in you, and they start respecting you, O beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salli wa al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madinin channel, this is the beautiful, teachings we learn from the excellent akhlaq-e-kareema, the beautiful character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, you know, look how much his tolerance was, the sabr was there. The more ignorance someone shows him, the more sabr Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Subhanallah. And this was the teachings which he gave to the entire ummah, and he gave to the people, that subhanallah, this is, you know, what you should always, you should also do. If someone is treating you in an ill manner, someone is treating you with disrespect, someone is treating you in a bad way, your reply should be positivity, your reply should be with kindness. You should always, you know, show that excellent conduct and beautiful character in front of the next person, while following the teachings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. That is why the Holy Quran praised the beautiful akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sultan-e-Dojahan, the king of both the worlds, the Sultan of the entire universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And both the worlds are in the beautiful hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he wants, my Nabi can do. Nabi Mukhtar Kul hai, jisko jo chahe ata karte. Whatever my Nabi wants, he can give to someone, he can, you know, take away from someone. He is, you know, Mukhtar Kul. He has been given the ikhtiyar from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has been given that authority, that power to do tasarruf, to do this various works in the beautiful system, in the beautiful universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Nabi has authority. So if my Nabi wanted within a second, that person could have been destroyed. My Nabi wanted within a second, he could have maybe reprimanded him, shouted him, or said, is this the way you speak to a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is this the way, you know, you come in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is this, on top of that, you are wrong, you came before your time, whatever the case was. But no, despite being on that perfect standard, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed, you know, sabr, and showed everyone that this is how a leader is supposed to be. A leader is not that person who's always on you know, the top of his head, and he's always screaming and shouting and you know, making sure that everyone is scared of him and this and that. No. A leader is that person who leads by example. And he does that, what he preaches as well, and he shows the entire world and his entire team that, see, I am also doing the same thing, you must also do it. The moment a leader does something and he is practicing what he preaches, automatically, subhanallah, you will see those under him, his subjects, will also start believing in him, will also start following him. But the moment he starts becoming a dictator, and he starts ordering people around, he starts telling people, do this, do this, and he himself doesn't do it, that person is not capable of being a leader. Subhanallah. So this is also leadership skills which my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving to us, and he is also teaching us that this is how a leader is supposed to be. So in my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the message of sabr, the message of, you know, forbearance, of tolerance, of controlling your anger. At the same time, my Nabi also practiced it. He also portrayed it. He also showed it to you that this is how it is done. This is what you must do. That even in the worst scenarios, you must always have sabr. You must always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the outcome of this was, Muslima kya Adu bi tera kail ya Rasulullah, that even the enemies came and they started sacrificing everything on the feet of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they accepted and said that subhanallah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is excellent, he is beautiful, he is wonderful, and Allah, 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 subhanallah, and just on his beautiful akhlaq, people started accepting Islam and they embraced Islam on the beautiful hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So this is the beautiful, you know, character and the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what we need to also implement in our life, in our lifestyles as well. Subhanallah. Inshallah, we'll take another short break, listen to a few more beautiful, you know, pearls, madani flowers, inshallah, and as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on our beautiful discussion regarding the excellent character of the most noble and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah.
My dear viewers, let's listen to a few Madani pearls of clothing. Number one, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the veil between the eyes of the jinn and the sitr, the part of the body that must be concealed of people, is to recite Bismillah when anyone is about to take off his clothes. A renowned commentator, great thinker of Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Ya Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, as a wall, a curtain serves as a barrier to the sight of people, this zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal will serve as a barrier to the sight of jinns, preventing them from seeing a person's private parts. Number two, despite having the means to wear good clothing, if a person avoids them due to humility, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him wear the attire of karama, in other words, a heavenly dress. Number three, clothing must be obtained from halal earnings. No salah, whether fard or nafil, is accepted if offered in the clothing obtained from haram earnings. Number four, start wearing clothes from the right side. For example, when wearing your upper garment, put your right arm into the right sleeve first and then your left arm into the left sleeve. Number five, in the same way, when putting on the lower garment, put your right foot into the right side first and then the left foot into the left side. When taking clothes off, do the opposite. In other words, start from the left side. Number 6. It is stated on page 409 of the third volume of the 1197-page book, Bahari Shariat, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Da'at Islami. It is a sunnah that the length of the kurta, the upper garment, be up to half of the shin, and that of the sleeve be up to the fingertips at the most, with its width of one hand span. Number 7. It is a sunnah for males to keep the bottom of the trousers tahbad above the ankles. Number 8. Men should wear only masculine clothing and women should only wear only feminine clothing. Take the same care when dressing small children. Number 9. Wearing clothes showing arrogance is forbidden. Whether one has become arrogant or not can be determined by pondering over one's feelings. If one has the same state after wearing the clothes he had before wearing, it indicates that he has not become arrogant. If the previous state does not exist anymore, this shows he has become arrogant. Therefore, he should refrain from wearing such clothes because arrogance is a very evil trait. To learn various sunan, obtain the following books, Bahari Shariat, Part 16, comprising of 312 pages, and Sunnate or Adab, comprising of 120 pages, both published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Da'at Islami. One of the best ways to learn Sunnah is to travel in the Madani Kafilas of Da'at Islami with the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alaykum. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Muhammad Nurim Nurullah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. We were discussing the beautiful Akhlaq-e-Kareemah, the excellent akhlaq and the beautiful qualities of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. And Alhamdulillah, you know, one very beautiful point comes to mind, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because we were discussing this incident now regarding Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'na radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he you know, practiced what he preached. At the same time, my Nabi sallam also advised us, and all of us until Qiyamah, you know, he gave us the importance of good manners. He told us the worldly and the hereafter benefits, you know, of adopting good manners. Some very beautiful ahadith I want to keep in front of you. Subhanallah. The first beautiful hadith is mentioned in Shu'abul Iman Sharif, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, you cannot please people with your wealth, but your courtesy and smiling appearance can please them. Subhanallah. Number two, in Tirmidhi Sharif, this hadith is mentioned, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, wherever you live, keep fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do some deed after a sin, because the virtuous deed will remove the sin and treat people with good manners. Subhanallah. Number three, in hadith in Muslim Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, do not regard any good deed as insignificant, even meeting your brother with a smiling face. Subhanallah. Another beautiful hadith mentioned as well, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, there is nothing that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds than good manners on the day of judgment, and undoubtedly Allah Azza wa Jal does not like foul language and uttering obscenities. Subhanallah. Number five, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, two attributes can never be found together in a hypocrite: good manners and understanding of religion. And another beautiful hadith in Abu Dawood Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, in iman, the perfect mu'min, the perfect believer, is the one who is the best in manners. Subhanallah. Number seven, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, on the day of judgment, those amongst you who would be dear and near to me in my company are the ones who have good manners and adopt humbleness. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very great mufassir of this ummah, great Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, very briefly mentions, he says, it has been experienced many times that people become friend of the well-mannered person. The people, including family members and even the acquaintances, dislike the ill-mannered person. The people, including family members and even the acquaintances, show respect to the well-mannered person and like to serve him too. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, undoubtedly, the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, they should be our models in life. They should be our points in life. They should be our motivations in life. They should be, you know, the words which we need to keep in front of us always. The words of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very, 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 very beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, has given us this message, and he has given us these beautiful words of wisdom for every person until the day of Qiyamah, that, you know, these are the things which you need to act upon. And by Allah, you see that in today's time also, many successful people, many people around the globe, whether they are entrepreneurs, whether they are businessmen, whatever the case is, you will find that the reason they are successful is because somewhere, whether they are believers or not believers, somewhere down the line, they are acting upon some of the beautiful teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And this is, you know, what a Muslim is supposed to do. If you want to be successful in this world and in the hereafter, your duty is to always, you know, please the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your duty is to always act upon the teachings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I mean, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned that you can never please people with your wealth. The summary of the hadith as we mentioned now. You can never please people with your wealth. You can become a millionaire, billionaire, whatever it is. Some people will always be jealous of you. Some people will always complain to you. Some people will always have problems with you. Nobody will be pleased with you. Let's say you even gave him the wealth. That's, you own millions and billions. You gave someone 10, 20, 30, 50,000, whatever the case is. Even then, there will come a time where he's going to go against you. He'll say, you know, he only gave me this much. He didn't give me more. Whatever the case is. Right? But the way you can impress people, the way you can win the hearts of people is with good manners, with good akhlaq, with a smile on the face. That's the way you can attract the hearts of millions of people around the globe. Subhanallah. And this beautiful teaching, this beautiful practice, we also see in the beautiful zaat and the personality of Qibla, Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razavi, Da'amat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, that very beautifully we see that, you know, his akhlaq, his nature, his character. I mean, every moment he's smiling. When you go to meet him, he's smiling. Right? He's always motivating you. He's always giving you teachings about Allah and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's always motivating you to do good. He's always, you know, motivating you to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these things are what? These are ways to win your heart. And what is he doing? He's acting upon the teaching of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so if you want to be successful in this world, in the hereafter, whatever the case is, your duty as a Muslim, as a mu'min, as a believer, is to keep the words of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa in front of you, keep the zaat of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa in front of you. That is your role model, that is your motivation, that is your encouragement, and then inshallah, you begin your beautiful journey and you will see how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your affairs, how easy everything will become for you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And because we are discussing good manners, a very beautiful, narration is mentioned in front of me that a person once asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about good manners. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the following ayah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This ayah is in Surah A'raf, the 9th part of the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Khudhil afwa wa amur bil urfi wa a'rid 'anil jahilin. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adopt forgiveness and command to do good and turn away from the ignorant ones. Subhanallah. The leader of the believers, the lion of Allah, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated, the Holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, should I not guide you about the good manners of the people of the past and the future? I humbly replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do guide me about it. The greatest and most noble Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bestow upon the one who deprives you, forgive the one who oppresses you, and establish relations with the one who breaks off relations with you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And likewise, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, meeting others warmly, benefiting them greatly, and not causing trouble to anyone are amongst good manners. Subhanallah. So this is the beautiful, teaching which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to you. Forgive the one who does wrong to you. Join the one who tries to move away from you. No. Leave everything, put all the differences aside, forgive one and all, carry on, your life is short. The entire life, if you're going to spend it in fighting and arguing and in having discord and, fights and quarrels and all of those things there, then when are you going to do the zikr of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So clean your heart, clean your personality, clean your mind, make everything clean and pure, subhanallah, and then you will see the beauties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start revealing to you. Subhanallah. So this is the beautiful lessons which we learn from the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the beautiful seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so vast that by Allah we can speak for hours and hours and hours and hours just on the beautiful akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By Allah, our hours will come to an end, but the akhlaq of the beautiful Nabi, the praises of the beautiful Nabi will never come to an end. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is the teaching of Islam. This is what every person needs to act upon, needs to practice. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Unfortunately, we have come towards the conclusion of today's beautiful silsila and episode. And the message which every person needs to take away from today's discussion is that, am I following the footsteps of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If you hurt anyone, if someone has hurt you, go and ask him for maaf. Go and finish everything. Forgive one another, let all the quarrels and everything, the fights come to an end. Live with peace, with harmony, with muhabbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all of you with your parents, with your murshid kareem, inshallah, all of us in the court of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Let's all say ameen together. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah, in our next episode, our next silsila, inshallah. Light of guidance, we will be discussing, but something new, something exciting, a new topic will be discussed. Do join us, inshallah. Keep watching Madani channel and be associated with those that love Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those that love the Sahaba ikram, the Ahl al-Bayt al-Athar, and the Awliya ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Till we meet again, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance. the light of guidance, the light of guidance.